Mom accused of child endangerment for bomb prank. Headline from today's news. California woman who allegedly tried to play a prank involving a fake bomb on one of her two teenage sons ended up in custody today. Jamie Newman's her name. She told investigators she planted a phony bomb in the freezer as a prank. This happened in their home in California. Her youngest son discovered the phony device and summoned police to the house. Cops in turn called the bomb squad. Wow. What a fun-loving mom plays a prank on one of her two teenage sons by constructing some sort of phony bomb and putting it in the freezer. Kind of a gag. How many moms are doing the bomb gag out there? How many moms do you think are doing this this bomb prank? Before today, I would have said none. Well, there's at least one. When I was growing up, my mom's idea of a gag was saying there's no dessert tonight, and then bringing out a surprise pie that she baked. That was good humor in my day with old mom. Bomb gags, kind of taking maternal humor to a whole new level now. Actually, planting a phony bomb in the freezer to goof on your boy. First of all, what is the deal there? Are you trying to convince the boy that terrorists have targeted your freezer? Why would terrorists target your freezer, huh? Well, what's in there? Some bad ice cream? Ice cream terrorists have been railing against because of Ben and Jerry's political message? Is the kid going to buy that terrorists have targeted your freezer? Secondly, how do you know what a bomb looks like? I don't know what a bomb looks like. How does this woman know? And how do you know how to make something that your kid is going to think is a bomb? And why will he assume it's a bomb? Are you two on the same page in terms of how a bomb should appear? And what are you hoping he'll do when he finds a bomb? This backfired because he called the cops. Well, you were trying to make it look like a bomb, right? What have you trained your son to do when he finds a bomb? And if you didn't want him calling the cops, then why did you make it look like a bomb? But if you don't make it look like a bomb, then the gag's not a gag, is it? You couldn't win on this one, lady. The device had three cylinder containers taped together with four wires and a clock timer attached to it, but did not contain any explosives. Mom has admitted she placed the fake device in the freezer as a hoax. As a hoax. The mother was initially booked on suspicion of possession of a hoax explosive device and child endangerment. The interesting thing is, this is March 10th, folks. Imagine what she has planned April 1st. This fun-loving mama is still about a month away from the big gag day. Wonder what she was going to do come April 1st. I think she was going to hire militant fundamentalist Muslim extremists to storm her son's school bus while it was at an intersection stopped. Have them drag away the young boy to a phony clandestine terrorist training camp where they could threaten to behead him if he didn't give up his lunch money. Because this woman is a stitch, and that would up the ante in a way that recognizes the importance of April Fool's Day and how it has to be a special day from your normal gag day with the fake bombs in the freezer. Not an isolated incident when it comes to family doing things to family that shouldn't be done to family. Here's story number two. Galveston, Texas. Sheriff's officials are investigating a deputy who locked his nephew in a jail cell with an accused killer. Fun-loving folks. Deputy James Pruitt is accused of leaving his 13-year-old nephew in a cell with murderer James Earl Cutsinger during an unauthorized tour of the jail. Just a month ago, relatives of the boy, who was unharmed, apparently had encouraged the deputy to help the kid re-examine some troubled behavior he'd been having of late. Deputy James Pruitt thought he had a great idea. He threw him in a cell with a murderer and walked away for the afternoon. Another fun-loving family on fun-loving family prank night. Feel free to call with your fun-loving family prank story. Again, Uncle Avuncular said, hop in that cell there. You get a sense of what it's like to be a prisoner. Go on, stand in there. Right? One more step. There you go. Now you're in. Oh, sucker. You blew it. Yeah, see ya. See ya. Meet your bunkmate. They call him Mr. Body Count. Yeah. So long now. When you finally get out, if you're still alive, I want you to head on home and check the freezer, okay?